best. You can have a chair, but you can't have
the country. Somebody who actually believes in God. And the values that I have are as American as any you'll see anywhere.
Do you think that Mormons believe in the same God as
us? Hi, how are you? Good to see you. Thank you. Good to see you. Hi, how are you? Nice to see you. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate your work. Thank you. Good, thanks. Good to see you all. Thanks for the work you do.
Get the truth out there. Generally, if it's on my favor, I appreciate it more. How you doing? Ron, good to see you.
Victory Caucus.
Wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate the chance to say hello. Business good? Political. All right. Wonderful.
You're great business. All of you guys are great for business.
Well, that's exactly right. I wish you were, yeah.
So, what do you think of this extended campaign? I mean, this is almost like a convention here.
It's really amazing, isn't it? I mean, you've got 6,000 people, probably the largest group that you've seen at CPAC, well, in its history. I think the reason is that we have a lot today of the same feelings we had back when Ronald Reagan first appeared at CPAC, and that is there's a concern about the direction of the country, there's a concern about the direction of the conservative movement, and people want to see real leadership that will actually change Washington. And I believe that the coalition Ronald Reagan founded, which was a coalition of social, economic, and national security conservatives, is the right way for America to get back on track. And so I'm here today to encourage conservatives to support me because I will change Washington. I changed businesses I was involved in. I changed the Olympics. I changed the state of Massachusetts, by the way, with a lot of help from other people, which is always the way you get change done. But if I'm elected president, I will change Washington. Washington will end up with a government that is simpler and smarter and smaller. And that's what conservatives want to rally around. That's why they're here.
Governor, a lot of people have been concerned over your policy stance and some statements that you've made throughout your career. And you've talked about a conversion process that you've done. Can you speak a little bit about that and how you see a need for openness to that type of conversion in the party?
Well, I think people recognize in Ronald Reagan someone who was pro-choice who became pro-life. And I followed the same course. George Herbert Walker Bush also was pro-choice, became pro-life. Senator Zell Miller made the same change, and I have taken that same course myself. With regards to other issues, my view has been quite consistent from the very beginning. I favor traditional marriage between a man and a woman. I oppose same-sex marriage. I oppose civil union.
I know you signed an assault weapons ban in Massachusetts in 2004. Now I know you joined the NRA within the last year. Can you tell me if an assault weapons ban came up at the federal level, would you sign or veto that?
Well, it depends on what it looked like.
I've indicated
that my position is the same as it has been, which is I support the Second Amendment, but I also support assault weapon ban. That's why I signed a bill of that nature. That's what I said back in 94. I'm in the same position that President Bush is. President Bush also says he supports the Second Amendment, but he would support an assault weapon ban. But the specifics of the particular ban are something that I'd have to look at, and it's been a long time since we've looked at the particular types of weapons that might be involved. So my position is the same there as it has been before.
But if the 94 one came up for voting,
well, obviously we've learned some things since then. I haven't seen the specific proposal at this stage, and so I couldn't comment on it until we had an effort in Massachusetts on the part of some to ban 50 caliber rifles. I opposed that, indicated I would oppose that ban. I think we have to be very careful in any way restricting Second Amendment rights. I support the Second Amendment. We've got a gun at our house. It's owned by my son. I've hunted since I was a young man. I believe that people have the right to bear arms, but I also recognize that there's some types of weapons that don't need to be in the public's hands, machine guns certainly, and I'd be open to consider appropriate kind of measures, but I'm not looking for blanket kind of prohibitions on people being able to have arms in their defense.
Can you talk about judges for a little bit? What kind of folks are you looking for the federal judiciary?
Well, throughout the federal judiciary, you have to have people who are willing to follow the law. Individuals who believe in the Constitution and the values of the Constitution and do not believe in substituting cocktail party values for the values of our founders. In my view, Justice Alito, Justice Roberts, Justice Scalia, Justice Thomas represent some of the best of jurisprudential thinking in the country. And those are exactly the kind of men that I would like, and women of similar philosophy, that I'd like to appoint to the bench. Not just at their level, but at other levels of the judiciary. You need people who will follow the law rather than legislating from the bench.
Governor, you've been very, very strong on national security. What would you say to Congress right now in terms of any resolutions or action that they should take with regards to the war in Iraq?
You know, it is not, in my view, appropriate for Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid to dictate to the commanders in the field or the commander-in-chief how to run the war. And so I don't think they should use through the budget process a political ploy or a political maneuver to try and run the war. The commander-in-chief and General Petraeus and others should be the ones calling those shots.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, I'm sorry. Yeah, we got to go. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Governor.